collections and a couple of Indian trading posts. Christopher Columbus had laid the foundations of Spain's American empire more than a century and a half before. That empire was the envy of the world, stretching as it did from Madrid to Manila and encompassing Peru and Mexico, the wealthiest and most populous territories on the American continent. Even more extensive and no less profitable was Portugal's empire, which spread outwards from the Atlantic islands of Madeira and São Tomé to include the vast territory of Brazil and numerous trading outposts in West Africa, Indonesia, India, and even China. In 1493, the Pope had issued a bull allocating trade in the Americas to Spain and trade in Asia to Portugal. In this division of the world, the Portuguese had got the sugar, spices, and slaves. But what the English envied most was what the Spanish discovered in America: gold and silver. Envy grew more acute after the Reformation. The Elizabethan scholar Richard Hakluyt argued that if the Pope could give Ferdinand and Isabella the right to occupy such island and lands as you may have discovered or are about to discover outside Christendom, then the English crown had a duty to enlarge and advance the faith of Christ on behalf of Protestantism. The first recorded voyage from England in quest of unclaimed supplies of silver and gold was in 1480, when a crew of optimists set sail from Bristol to look for the island of Brazil in the west part of Ireland. The success of the undertaking is not recorded. The Venetian navigator John Cabot made a successful crossing of the Atlantic from Bristol in 1497, but Cabot was lost at sea the following year. It's possible that earlier Bristol ships had reached America. Certainly, as early as 1501, the Spanish government was fretting that English conquistadors might beat them to any riches in the Gulf of Mexico. They even commissioned an expedition to stop the exploration of the English in that direction. But if, as seems possible, Bristol sailors like Hugh Elliot did cross the Atlantic so early, it was Newfoundland they reached, and what they found was not gold, but cod. It was gold that drew Sir Richard Grenville to the southernmost tip of South America, or, as he put it in his 1574 petition, the likelihood of bringing in great treasure of gold, silver, and pearl into this realm from those countries, as other princes have out of like regions. 3 years later, it was the same great hope of gold and silver that inspired Sir Francis Drake's expedition to South America. The expeditions of Martin Frobisher in 1576, 1577, and 1578 were likewise all in pursuit of precious metals. The discovery and exploitation of mines of gold, silver, and copper were also among the objects of the colonization of Virginia, according to the letters patent granted to Sir Thomas Gates and others in 1606. The greatness of Spain, declared Sir Walter Raleigh in his book The Discovery of the Large, Rich and Beautiful Empire of Guyana, had nothing to do with the trade of sacks of Seville oranges. It is his Indian gold that endangereth and disturbeth all the nations of Europe. Raleigh duly sailed to Trinidad, where in 1595 he raided the Spanish base at San José de Oruña and captured Antonio de Berrio, the man he believed knew the whereabouts of El Dorado. It would all have been worth it if someone had found the yellow metal. No one did. All Frobisher came home with was one Eskimo, and Raleigh's dream of discovering the large, rich and beautiful empire of Guyana was never fulfilled. As his wife reported, he returned to Plymouth with as great honour as ever man can, but with little riches. The Queen was unimpressed. Meanwhile, analysis of the ore found in Virginia by an excited Christopher Newport dashed his hopes too. As Sir Walter Cope reported to Lord Salisbury on the 13th of August 1607, "This other day we sent you news of gold, and this day we cannot return you so much as copper. Our new discovery is more like to prove the land of Canaan than the land of Ophir. In the end, all turned to vapour." In the same way, three voyages to Gambia between 1618 and 1621 in search of gold yielded nothing, but lost around £5,600. The English had tried Canada, Guyana, Virginia,